The border battle between West Plains and Mountain Home on the varsity level last night at the Hangar in Mountain Home was a split in the girls' game. Mountain Home jumped out to an early 7-0 lead. West Plains got their game together, trailed by one after one period, 13-12. By the half, they were ahead by 9, and they go on and beat Mountain Home, a stubborn Mountain Home team, 57-51. Ainsley McWilliams led the way for West Plains. She was hot. She got hot and got the Zizzers back close and then pushed them forward with 20 points in the contest. Jayla Yonkers from Mountain Home led all scorers. She finished with 22. West Plains' record now goes to 7-2. Next action will be in the first round of the Pink and White coming up on Friday. Lady Bombers' next game will be on the 29th, and that'll be at Cave City. In the final game of the night in the boys' varsity game, Rhett Gilbert, a 5'9 senior from Mountain Home, put on a shooting display as the Bombers blew out the Zizzers by a final score of 71-50. Rhett Gilbert for the Bombers was fantastic. He finished the first quarter with 8 points, but by the time the final buzzer went, he had 40, including 12 three-pointers. The Bombers pick up the win. Zizzers fall now to 1-6 on the season, and their next action will be on Friday at the Greenwood Blue and Gold Tournament. The Zizzers and the Bombers split in the varsity games last night. Girls from West Plains win, and the boys from Mountain Home take the nightcap. With the Zizzers and the Bombers in Mountain Home, Arkansas, I'm Harlan Hutchison.